When Catherine Mayo decided to pursue an art project in her hometown of Selma, Alabama, she was afraid she might not speak the language anymore.
One of the things that's happened since I've moved to California is that I've lost a lot of my accent.
California is where Mayo teaches historic photography. Her Selma project is portrait photography. Her subjects? People who make Selma better. She uses an old technique called wet plate collodion. It leaves an image burned into a piece of glass and was huge in Selma's 19th century antebellum heyday.
It made photography accessible to women. It made photography accessible to people of color.
Mayo's portraits are on display in the Murphy Art Building on the Wesleyan College campus in Macon. There are, of course, civil rights leaders.
Alabama National Guardsmen have been lies.
But there's also a little girl and her chicken.
So she's been carrying the chicken everywhere for 4 years. She's seven.
Mayo says she wants to make her subjects happy. Wet collodion with its 3-second exposure makes that hard. One woman didn't like her solemn image.
And she looked at it and she said, but I'm usually smiling. Can we try this again and have me smile?
They tried again.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's just beautiful.
Thank you. She was just a beautiful person. She made cupcakes.
Mayo says every image, every person, to her, they're a story.
And every time I look at the images, I can hear them talking to me.
You can see Catherine Mayo's portraits of the people of Selma, Alabama, and Wesleyan's Murphy Art Building in Macon through the 27th of April. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.